just the one game this weekend for Hull. 3-1 loss to Milton Keynes. I imagine there's the element of disappointment at not getting the result, but then you also look at the fact that you did keep yourself in a game against one of the, you know, league's top teams for 60 minutes. So I imagine there are some positives to take from it.
Yeah, I mean, they're a very, very good hockey team and can't take anything away from them. They work hard all night and, you know, they have the right tools and a complete team, which is tough to deal with at times. But, you know, I don't think that this weekend was a step, you know, backwards at by all means. I don't think it was anything like that. I think that we showed a lot of promise and a lot of determination. But at the same time, it was a few things that didn't go our way that night. You know, yeah, they might have outshot us quite a bit, but at the same time, you know, the first period, you know, a lot of those shots came from the inside, which, you know, Marty did a great job of keeping us in the first period. But then, you know, we started to put them out to the outside, and they started shooting from pretty much everywhere from that point. And he gave us a chance to be in the game. And then, you know, we hit three posts in that game, and one in the first, one in the second, one in the third. It just didn't seem like anything was going our way that night anyway.
And we look at individual sort of performances again. Nathan Salem got a debut goal. Are you happy with the way he performed in his first game?
Yeah, it's going to take them three a little bit to, you know, kind of gel and start to play together and get to know each other more. But, you know, as the game went on, they got better and better. And, you know, like I said, they were the two guys that we hit the post twice, and they were the ones that did it. But like I said, it's not, you know, they're going to, as soon as they gel, you know, they're going to be a force to reckon with. And that's a good thing. And it spreads us out a bit more too. And it gives us a little bit more depth. And I think that, you know, as long as we keep striving on playing the best team defense we can, you know, we'll be able to get them, you know, we'll be able to give them more chances to strike on teams.
And then we look at the stats from the league. The one thing that does stand out for Hull is in terms of the penalties that Hull are getting, far less than every other team in the league, bar maybe Manchester, who are around the same. Are you happy with your team's discipline this season? Because you're not picking up many penalties at all.
Yeah, we're a fairly disciplined team because we're so focused on playing the game and evolving and learning. And I mean, you have to look. We have so many young players. And most of our players are not used to playing at this level. And I don't care what anybody says, 23 games isn't enough to be just to jump into, you know, oh, we should be winning games at this point, like regularly and blah, blah, blah. Well, no, if anybody even thinks that, that's kind of ridiculous, because as the season progresses, our younger guys are learning. But as the season progresses, players in the league are getting better as well. And teams are getting better as well. They're learning, they're developing, they're doing that. So in a way, yeah, we're younger, so we're a step behind. We're trying as hard as we can and doing everything that we possibly can to start moving forward. But at the same time, we have to realize that other teams are doing the same exact thing that have already been a step ahead. And that's what, you know, people need to start to understand, is the improvements are there. I mean, you look at the two games we played Milton Keynes, and you look at it, I think it was 8-2. In the beginning of the season at home, I'm pretty sure it was a scoreline of somewhere around there, and then an 11-0 loss, you know, at their building. But last night we showed the improvements, the steps, you know, and that's where I think that everybody needs to start to realize, yes, we are improving, but at the same time, it's not going to happen in 23 games. It's going to be a season long thing. We're going to have to keep improving through the season. So, but we will, we still will be able to take points from teams like that, and we weren't far off from taking them last night.
We look at this weekend. You've got the home game on Saturday night. The one team that you've been in games with in the past couple of games is Guildford. They're the next visitors to Hull. Mm-hmm. I imagine there's that desire to go and win games, considering the last two have been losses by one goal, and particularly in the circumstances maybe that you lost one of those games on penalties.
Yeah. You know, they're also a team that's you know, improving throughout the season, and they're a veteran team. They have a lot of older guys that have played hockey for a number of years. They've played together for quite a while, and that's the thing is, you know, we're not going to look too far into the results. What we need to do is start looking into to playing shift by shift, and then seeing where the results take us. And that's what I think is really important that we need to continue to focus on. And we're going to. We're going to get back to it this week. We're going to sit down. We're going to watch video. We're going to see the mistakes that are made. And we're going to continue to practice that on the ice. We're going to continue to work on our fitness. And then, you know, when we do step on the ice against Guilford, you know, it will ultimately give us a chance to win another hockey game. And that's what we're striving to do. We're not looking to win 10 games right now. We're looking to win the next game, you know, but at the same time, you know, before the game starts, we're not looking at that 60th minute. We have to be looking at that first minute and then the second and then the third and so on and so on.
So a case of taking every game, you know, by the minute as it comes, as opposed to maybe, you know, people obviously expect results. Would you say it's more the focus at the moment is on performances and getting those performances right, so then the results will come in the long term?
Well, we know it's frustrating for our fans, and it's frustrating to us. We don't want to lose, you know, at the amount that we are right now anyway. You know, no team wants to. We're here for a reason, and ultimately we're here to win hockey games. That's what we're here to do. But at the same time, you know, we need to learn before we can jump into results. That's all there is to it. There's no getting around that. It's just not going to happen. It's not just going to happen overnight, you know. But am I happy with where we are now than where we were in the beginning of the season? Absolutely. Every guy in that locker room is working very, very hard, you know, in the learning process as well as on the ice and as well as the fitness, as well as it, you know, is it going to take to start to win games.